In 2004, Ann Arbor Public Schools voters passed a sinking fund millage that's dedicated for repair and maintenance of the district's facilities. 5 years ago, voters overwhelmingly approved a renewal of the one mill tax that provides about $7.6 million a year. Sinking fund millages, however, are limited to permanent structures and can't be used to replace furniture and other items that could be moved. To help solve this issue, district officials considered a one mill combination that would primarily be a sinking fund renewal, but also partially a bond issue that would have more flexibility. School board member Glenn Nelson originally supported the sinking fund and bond option, but says the challenges of preparing to have this question voted on in November are great.
I think it's too complicated in an administrative sense and in a public information sense to have high odds of success on the November ballot. So for that reason, I think it's a good thing to keep studying, but I don't think it's quite ready for going to Broadway, so to speak.
Nelson says he does want the district to put the question on the ballot quickly, since if it fails, they will need to plan the 2015 budget accordingly. He says getting the sinking fund renewal out of the way now would also be useful if some other revenue enhancement, such as another attempt for a countywide millage, would be put on the ballot next year. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.